Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, May 4th, 2021. As first reported by the Morgenpost yesterday and then picked up by the RBB, the Berlin Office for the Protection of the Constitution has classified the Berlin State Association of the AfD as an extremist, quote, Verdachtsfall, or a suspect case. In their reporting, the Morgenpost cited several security politicians from the parliamentary sphere. Reportedly, the Office for the Protection of the Constitution was able to observe the Berlin AfD with intelligence means, for example, by recruiting undercover agents or intercepting telecommunications. According to the news agency EPD, the spokesman for the Berlin Senate Department of the Interior, which is responsible for the protection of the Constitution, would not comment on an inquiry from the newspaper about the classification with reference to the Berlin Constitutional Protection Act. According to the law, the announcement of a classification as a case of investigation or suspicion is not permitted. Public information may only be provided if the Office for the Protection of the Constitution classifies an association as a secured extremist subject of observation. The state chairwoman of the Berlin AfD, Christine Brinker, explained on Monday that the alleged classification of the state association as a suspected case has been planned for a long time and had been politically engineered and motivated. She went on to emphasize that the Berlin AfD stands on the ground of the basic law and added, quote, allegations to the contrary are based on an exploitation of the Office for the Protection of the Constitution by the Senate, unquote. Brinker continued to say that it's obvious that the parties supporting it want to eliminate a political competitor. Previously, the constitutional protection authorities of Brandenburg, Sachsen, Sachsen-Anhalt, and Thuringen had already classified the respective state associations of the party as suspicious cases. The Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution also classified the federal party as a suspect case. However, the AfD successfully filed a lawsuit against this. Starting this month, several new federal regulations and changes to existing laws and fines will apply to everyone in Germany, including those of us here in the capital. The list, as noted by the RBB, is as follows. Parents will receive the one-time child bonus of 150 euros per child without having to apply for it. The entitlement is regulated, as is with the child benefit, and is intended as support in times of the corona pandemic. According to the Family Ministry, more than 10 million families will receive the bonus, costing the federal government around 2.1 billion euros. For tax purposes, it is offset against the child allowance. The higher the income, for example, the less of it remains. On the other hand, the bonus is not deducted from Hartz IV benefits or the advance on child support payments, so low-income earners benefit the most. Last year, the child bonus amounted to 300 euros. In order to better cope with the challenges in the times of the pandemic, people with entitlement to social benefits or basic security will also receive a one-time 150 euros this month, and no application is required for the Corona supplement. For apprentices, the minimum wage in force since last year has been increased by 50 euros. Apprentices will now receive at least 550 euros gross per month in their first year of training as of May 1st. Employees on short-time work will be able to earn the difference up to the full amount of their previous monthly income starting this month until approximately the end of the year. The scheme is intended, again, to help mitigate the financial impact of short-time working during the corona pandemic. Effective as of May 1st, similar to household appliances, car tires will also have to be marked with a label providing information on their energy efficiency. The new label is intended to ensure transparency and help reduce CO2 emissions by 10 million tons across Europe. And Deutsche Post is reverting to old parcel prices. As of May 1st, the rates that had to be paid before the last increase in charges will apply once again. On average, shipping will then cost 3% less. And children and young people are to be better protected from dangers on the internet via an amendment to the Youth Protection Act. Major providers of games and films on the internet will now be required to take more technical precautions. Platforms must now offer simple reporting and complaint options in the event that young users feel threatened or harassed. And it also mandates uniform age labels for online content. Parking your car once on the sidewalk or a bicycle path will cost up to 100 euros in fines in the future, as opposed to the previous 15. Fines for double parking and the unauthorized use of specially marked spaces will also become more expensive at 55 euros. Parking in a no-stopping zone will cost 25 euros instead of 15, and if a parking meter has expired, up to 30 euros will be due instead of 10. And anyone who uses a rescue lane formed by other drivers without permission will be fined just as severely as those who do not form a rescue lane at all, a fine of 200 to 320 euros. And trucks over 3.5 tons must now drive at walking speed when turning right at an intersection. Otherwise, the driver will incur a 70 euro fine. And lastly, cyclists will also be asked to pay more. Anyone caught riding their bicycle on the sidewalk in the future will pay a fine of 25 euros instead of the previous 15. Mayor Müller, who is also chairman of the Conference of Minister Presidents, has called for a quick decision on regulation relaxations for fully corona-vaccinated people and also those who have fully recovered from the virus, stating to the Rheinische Post, quote, "If people who have been vaccinated or have recovered no longer pose a relevant risk of infection and are also protected, the reason for the tough corona measures to contain the pandemic no longer apply. It is therefore a matter of course that these people regain their basic rights and freedoms as quickly as possible. These are not privileges, but rights and the way back to normality, and also applies to the contact and exit restrictions, which must then be lifted." Unquote. Müller went on to emphasize that the decisions on this should now be made very quickly in the Bundestag and Bundesrat, pointing out the regulations here in Berlin since mid-April, where those with full vaccination protection and those who have recovered from the virus are on equal footing with those who test negative. German Health Minister Spahn believes that a quick agreement on uniform, nationwide relief for those fully vaccinated against COVID-19 and those recovered is possible. The Corona Cabinet discussed a first draft regulation yesterday, and Spahn added that if this draft can be agreed upon quickly in the federal government, the new rules could be implemented in the next week or two. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.